American Lung Association, and the Ad Council.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP nominee Donald Trump holding a press briefing at his Florida club, talking about the economy and blasting his rival Vice President Kamala Harris, claiming she's responsible for the migrant crisis at the southern border.
Our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been in from an economic standpoint, from a safety standpoint.
Trump also says he's agreed to debate Harris on Fox, ABC, and NBC. Harris earlier agreed to the ABC News debate on September 10th. She's in Detroit today for an event. Tropical storm Debbie making landfall for a second time in the U.S. earlier today, delivering another round of torrential rain to South Carolina. Flood alerts now stretching up to northern New York. The water boil order in New Orleans has been partially lifted in some areas of the city and still remains in the East Bank. That after a foil or Mylar party balloon hit a power line and knocked out that power to the water plant. This is ABC News. Allie. In Bangladesh, Nobel Peace Laureate Muhammad Yunus has been sworn in as the head of the country's interim government. The prime minister resigned and fled the country following student-led protests. A year ago today, devastating wildfires tore through the island of Maui, destroying the historic town of Lahaina. ABC's Becky Worley grew up on the island and is there to see how people are faring.
Sacred Heart School, where I once went, still in rubble. It's my first time seeing the damage here.
I didn't even recognize this. So this is where I went to second grade.
Rebuilding could take 3 to 5 years. Since the fire, students and teachers making do in outdoor classrooms. But just this week, Sacred Heart's welcoming 185 students to their new semi-permanent campus.
In Greece, more evacuations on the island of Crete after wildfires flared up overnight, flames burning through olive groves and farmland. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Vice presidential candidates in the spotlight in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters in Eau Claire Wednesday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance insisted Project 2025 is not a part of the Republican agenda.
Well, I think what President Trump said is that Project 2025 does not represent the agenda of the Trump campaign, and it doesn't. Donald Trump represents the agenda of the Trump campaign.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, says that's not the case.
He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do in restricting and taking our freedoms.
Walz and Harris held a campaign rally, which began shortly after the Vance event at an Eau Claire manufacturing plant. Results from the latest Marquette Law School poll show Republican Eric Hovde has work to do to catch up with Democrat Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Poll director Dr. Charles Franklin says incumbent Baldwin is holding on to her lead.
She's leading by 7 now, 53-46, and that's registered voters by 7. If we switch to likely voters, it's a shade closer, 5-point race, 52-47.
The poll's results also show another close presidential race in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Safety at the state's youth prison was the focus of a Tuesday public hearing in Merrill. Department of Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy says it's unlikely that the Lincoln Hills facility can close without funding for a youth detention facility in Dane County.
Very unlikely. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts with the county Searcy's as well, but I do not think today as we sit here and knowing what we know about the juvenile justice system that those, in addition to the Milwaukee Type 1 alone, would be enough. We're going to need at least that second one.
The informational hearing before the Senate panel follows the June death of Lincoln Hills Counselor Corey Prue. Two teens ages 16 and 17 are charged in his death. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With a mix of sun and clouds today and winds out of the northwest, pretty breezy. Highs stay crisp in the low 70s. Drop just a touch cooler tomorrow, too, with more and more sunshine holding us tight throughout the entire weekend. Hovering in the low 70s for Saturday, we get a bump warmer. For Sunday, climbing to the upper 70s. Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
New contract lows in the soybean market. Don't look now, but September beans closed under $10 for the first time. There was a new low close in new crop corn. Wheat futures couldn't generate much buying interest. Cattle complex was lower. Cotton lower. Lean hogs lower. It was a tough day for the farm markets.
Live from another tough day via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Ed Usich from the University of Minnesota Extension Grain Marketing. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, we're starting to string these together.
It's affecting my brain. I couldn't even say. Here's what I was trying to say. It's a conversation with Ed Usich, grain marketing specialist from the University of Minnesota Extension. It's all falling apart, Chip.
Yeah, it is all very special the way that you did it, Davis.
Well, I was trying.
It was all good.
You know, sometimes just shoot the layup. Forget the dunk. You know what I mean? Just shoot the layup.
Right. That's right. No need for the flash on a day like
today. No, not today.
No. Ed and I are going to try to find something happy to talk about. We're not going to ignore what's happening.
Okay.
We can't ignore it. This is kind of a it's not even kind of an ugly day. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, but it was a tough way to close things up. New low close in D's corn. Beans, we've seen worse losses this week, but it just keeps piling on. And all of a sudden, we've got September beans under $10. We'll see what Ed is thinking about what's going on in these markets and get his thoughts on what to expect from USDA on Monday in the production report and supply and demand updates. And, of course, we've got Oliver coming up after the news. Let's go ahead and get started, buddy.
Absolutely, Chip. Well, wheat futures ended with slight losses on spillover pressure from the corn and soybean markets, but prices remained locked in a narrow sideways trading pattern. Early support for wheat prices stemmed from updated estimates from Strategy Grains. The European consulting firm cut its forecast of EU wheat production by 5.8 million metric tons to 116.5 million. Expected EU exports were sliced by 4.1 million metric tons. A frost risk to the Argentine wheat crop also limited selling. However, wheat export sales in the weekend of August 1 totaled just 274,000 metric tons. That was at the low end of trade expectations. And in other news, somewhere a puppy is being rescued from a well. December HRW wheat futures 3.5 cents lower, 568 3/4. December SRW wheat down 0.5 penny to 561 1/2. September spring wheat closed at 585 1/4, down 0.5 cent. Chip.
Yeah, not a good look on the wheat market today at all. And I was going to ask if today was bring your puppy to work day.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's every day. That's
please. The news dog is right here. Export sales, old crop corn weekend at August 1 totaled 485,000 metric tons. And easily topped trade expectations. New crop corn sales of 249,000 metric tons were way below trade guesses. A Midwest forecast with mild temperatures and little drought stress through this weekend drained buying interest out of the market. December corn futures stopped short of a full test of support at the contract low of 395, but did post a new contract low close to the good. Yeah. Kittens don't care if you are ugly. September corn futures 4 cents lower, 379 1/4. December corn down 3 3/4 to 397. March corn futures closed at 414 1/2, down 3 1/2 cents.
That's a happy thought right there. I like that.
They don't care.
We just need a shot of demand. We know that the supply is going to be big. We need to see the importers finally decide now's the time to step in and get some coverage. And I don't know what's going to trigger that.
Chip, soybean oil was mixed with support in the nearby contracts tied to a disruption in supplies from Argentina. Export sales of old crop soybeans in the weekend at August 1 totaled just over 325,000 metric tons. That topped trade expectations. New crop bean sales were strong at more than 985,000 metric tons, the most optimistic expected sales of 900,000 metric tons. November bean futures fell to a new contract low and ended on session lows. September beans were 11 3/4 cents lower at 993 1/2. November beans down 10 1/2 to 1008 1/4. January beans closed at 1025, down 9 3/4 cents, Chip.
Boy, you did that well. I didn't know if you'd be able to say that September beans closed at 993 1/2 without, you know, some sort of a convulsion there. But it's a technical breakdown as well as a lack of fundamental support for the markets.
I was reading with my eyes closed. It's an old broadcaster's trick. The cotton marketing year ended July 31, made for a messy export sales report as intended old crop sales were rolled into the new crop marketing year. The net result was an export sales net reduction of nearly 950,000 running bales. Jeez. December cotton today was 49 points lower at 67.24.
Yeah, on your it'll livestock. Sort out. Yeah. Just a quick note on that. It will sort out. Those cotton export sales numbers will sort out, okay? Yeah. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, beef export sales weekend at August 1 totaled 10,000 metric tons, down 27% from the four-week average. Boxed beef prices moderately lower this morning, but movement was solid. October fat cattle a $1.25 lower today at 178.02 1/2. September feeder futures a $1.47 1/2 lower at 237.42 1/2. And on the snout side, pork export sales, 34,600 metric tons, were up 24% from the four-week average. Still, October hogs today, 95 cents lower, 73.62 1/2, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
Doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Well, not too bad. I think I'd rather talk about getting ready for crop tour. I'd rather talk about North Dakota, getting ready for Iowa State, UTEP, and Nebraska. I'd rather talk about
the
any
Bears,
of
that. The Bears and Hard Knocks? Come on.
I'm
back on the bandwagon. It's that easy. Just put them on TV. I'll watch.
It's all better than talking about these grain markets right now, dude. That was an ugly day.
Yeah, it was. I always hate the slow bleeds lower and the trickle lower, and that's what we've gotten in the grains. And unfortunately, I'm kind of in the camp that we need to see more panic and capitulation before marking a low, one way or another. And obviously, I don't think we're to that point yet. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the USDA comes out with. I know expectations are pretty lofty, and high expectations are sometimes hard to beat. In the prior years, you know, the bars have been set maybe relatively low, as there's been more concern areas and isolated areas of concern where the expectations were lower. It was easy to overcome. And that's what pressured prices, you know, during this time of year. This year, it's almost the opposite. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. And next week's report, and then you mentioned on crop tour as well, getting some boots on the ground and seeing it for ourselves.
Right. Yep. No doubt about it. Is it going to turn into a real downside correction in the cattle complex?
No, I mean, we've already started, obviously. Okay. You know, I know you and Ben talked, and you and I have talked over the last several weeks about a lot of, you know, looming headline risks in this market, whether it be bird flu, election, plant closures, the economy, this, that, and the other. And, you know, this time of year, in a seasonally weak time of year, it doesn't take much to get people running for the exits. That's what we've seen, and I'm afraid that the lows probably aren't in yet. We're going to get some recovery rallies here and there, but I think those are opportunities to protect downside.
Yeah, that conversation with Ben Rand happened at exactly the right time. Oliver, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chip.
Ed Usett's up next.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialize technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend now. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at meristemag.com. Always more bushels for less.
At Case IH, we know you work hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And the nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more.